in the last month, I told you about me needing to take my own advice and make this my year of living the good life. Since my book, Finding Your Inner Moose, has 12 chapters, I decided that for the first blog of every month this year, I'm going to focus on a chapter and choose a little change or two I can incorporate into my life that month, hoping it becomes a habit. Like I told you last week, I had varying degrees of success with my intention of being kind to myself. But setting that intention made me a lot more aware of when I wasn't doing it, which in the end made me do it more. Baby steps, baby steps. Chapter 2 is about what I believe is the most important thing in life, having a positive attitude. I think, and many studies back me up here, that having a positive attitude helps you live longer. Plus, it makes life a heck of a lot easier and, frankly, much more fun. And I know, being nice is exhausting, but so is being a grump. I'm the only one who can make me happy. I get that. It's my responsibility, not Charlie's, not the women who run with the moose or Patsy down to Hair Affair. But sometimes I lose sight of this and start expecting others to do the heavy lifting. Worse, I can fool myself into thinking I'm responsible for someone else's happiness. Wrong. One of the biggest ways I sabotage myself in the happiness department is by taking things too personal. I know I'm doing this when I start making up stories about why someone's doing what they're doing or not doing what I think they should be doing. I'm not spreading lies or being malicious or nothing. No, all these stories take place in my head. I haven't heard from Celeste all week. Oh, I don't know. I think it's because the last time I saw her, I didn't say anything about a new hair color. Now she's mad at me. So-and-so just cancels all the time. I swear to God, a mosquito could bite her on the toe and she'd cancel our walk. It's because she doesn't like walking with me, so she's looking for any lame excuse to cancel. And I turn into honey boo-hoo-hoo. Woe is me. Men, God love them, don't go in for this kind of crap. It just never occurs to them that something out of their control could be their fault. When I start going on about some incident, which I am wont to do, Charlie's pretty good at calling me on it. Come on, Ida, Celeste was probably just sick or busy or something. Or maybe she just plumb forgot, give it a rest. And while my natural inclination is to not give it a rest, that's my signal to stop and take account. You know, is this really happening or am I just making it up? Do I have all the facts? Am I playing with a full deck here? Most of the time, I'm not. So that's my intention for this month. Don't take things too personal. And if I start getting all balled up about someone or something, I'll just stop and take a hard look at the story I'm spinning. Just the facts, ma'am. That's my new motto. And let go of everything else. Oh, geez, I feel lighter just thinking about that. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.